Hilchas Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, paragraph Lamed Ches, towards the end of the paragraph. Rav Nosson Zal said, Bifrat mi shekvar nichshal kemoi shenichshal, especially a person who chas v'shalom committed sins, major sins, you know, before doing tshuva, that person definitely will have to go through a lot of ups and downs. Alkein im roitze lochus al chayov lehetev achrisoi, therefore, if the person wants to have rachmonis on themselves and to see to it to be zeche to have a happy ending to their life, tzorich leilech al yodov v'raglov lekabel derech zeh b'chinas habekiyas balocha kanal. The person has to be prepared to crawl on his hands and feet to come to the tzaddik to be able to receive the knowledge, the understanding of this path of how to travel, how to come close to Hashem, this b'kiyas b'halocha, knowing how to come close to Hashem. And if a person will be zecha to come close to the tzaddik and to understand that coming close to Hashem, doing tshuva, requires ups and downs, and the person will learn how to handle the ups and downs properly, that person will definitely be zecha to a wonderful future. Paragraph Lamites, V'ato ma yofe afnoim ha-seder shel Yisrael she'tiknu lanu chazal ha-koil yofe b'itoi. Rav Nosson Zal says, and now you can understand how beautiful is the order of events that our rabbis have instituted of what the Seder is of Kriyas HaTorah after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur going into Sukkos. Shetekev b'simchas Torah, shemesaimim ha-Torah b'ptiras Moshe, that immediately on the day of Simchas Torah, when we conclude, we finish up the reading of the entire Torah, and we finish with the passing away of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is tonight, Zayin Adar, for those that are listening, or for those that will hear this tape 10 years later or 100 years later, to know that the Hashgacha Proti, that we happen to be learning in our regular order of Likutei Halachos, which we learn once a week, broadcasted to Detroit and all over the world, We happen to come upon this paragraph tonight, where Rav Nosson Zal is going to speak about the passing away of Moshe Rabbeinu, when it happens to be Zayin Adar, which is the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rav Nosson Zal says that on Simchas Torah, we read about the passing away of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the Torah says, V'Yehoshua Molei Ruach Chochma, his student Yehoshua was filled with a spirit of wisdom, U'maschilin Bereishis, and immediately we start reading from the beginning of the Torah again, from Bereishis, the Koyrin ad Parshas Kedusha Shabbos, Shehu Vayechulu Kanal. And we read up to where the Torah speaks about Shabbos, including that paragraph of Vayechulu. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this. This is the grand finale. After we've gone through the month of Elul, and after we've gone through Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, followed by Sukkos, on the final day of Sukkos, on Simchas Torah, this is what we finish up with. Ki ikaru hu avoido me'elul adato shulam shechterach atshuva boilam hu ikaru al yidei Shabbos. Because the main concept of serving Hashem, which we've tried to do from Elul until Simchas Torah, is all based on trying to draw true tshuva into the world. And it's the main thing is based on Shabbos. Shemoidin lanu hatzadikim, which the tzadikim, shehem b'chinas Moshe, they're the ones who teach us about the holiness of Shabbos. As we mentioned a few pages back in this halacha, where the Gemara had said that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go teach the Jews about this wonderful gift called Shabbos. Shein b'chinas Moshe, Shem Meir u'moidi al-dei b'chinas Yeshua kanal. This is based on the combination of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua. Al-kein, tekef maftirin b'tchila sefer Yehoshua, shemedaber mehistalkus Moshe. And this is why on Simchas Torah, what's the Haftorah that we read? We read about the passing away of Moshe Rabbeinu, v'Yehoshua tzorech lehischazek, and how much Yehoshua has to fortify himself and strengthen himself to continue even after Moshe Rabbeinu's passing. K'may shekosuf shom, as the Pasuk says there in the beginning of the Navi Yehoshua, which we read on Simchas Torah, Moshe avdi meis, my servant Moshe Rabbeinu has died, v'ato kum avor, and now you, Yehoshua, rise up and go before the Jews and start leading them in Eretz Yisrael, etc. U'mesaynin, and the Haftorah concludes with the words, Rak chazak ve'ematz. Be strong, be firm. Ki ze ikar ha-tikun v'ha-tikvu she-Moshe himshich tikun ze. Because this is the main tikun and this is the main hope for all of Klal Yisrael and for each and every individual one of us that Moshe Rabbeinu introduced to the world. She-gam achar histalkusoi yamshich derech ha-tshuva bo'ilam ha-idei b'chinas Yeshua. That even after Moshe Rabbeinu will leave, will pass away, the derech of tshuva that he put forth will continue through his student Yoshua, Shaideze Koiv Shemeret Yisrael Kanal, which is what will lead eventually to Klal Yisrael conquering Eretz Yisrael. Veze Onu Koirin Bekol Shona Veshona. And we read this portion every single year on Simchas Torah. Why? Why do we repeat it every year? Ki Memshaltecho Bechol Dor Vodor. Because Hashem's kingdom is renewed in every generation. Bechol Shona Veshona Nasa Bechina Zois. And this is reenacted in every year. Shemaschilenoiso mi seder le seder b'chol Shabbos, whereby we read a portion of the Torah every single week, every Shabbos, at shegoimer moiso bigmar tikun, to the point where we complete the Torah at its end, bigmar tikun hachoisam betoy choisam shol Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur, where we have a seal within a seal that's completed. The first seal is Yom Kippur, and the second seal is Hoshana Rabbah, you know, finalized, climaxed by Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. V'hakol b'shvil lohoyer lahamshich kedusha Shabbos. And the purpose of reading the Torah every single Shabbos is to draw upon Klal Yisrael this holiness of Shabbos, shehu derech ha-tshuva, which is synonymous with the path of tshuva, ba'olam, to bring it into the world. Ki shomati mipiv ha-kodosh zichron levrocha, Achar Shomar HaToyranal, because Rabbi Nosson Zal says, I heard from Rabbeinu Zal's mouth, he told me clearly after he finished the Shir, chapter 6 on Likutei Moran, Shebechol Mokoim Sheyesh Rav Amiti V'Talmid Sheloimid Mimenu, that every single time that there is a true rabbi and he has a student that's learning from him, Nase Bechina Zois, it generates this concept of Bechinas Moshe v'Yehoshua v'Oyel Moed. It broadcasts to Klal Yisrael the tikkun that was accomplished when Moshe Rabbeinu was transmitting to Yehoshua in the Oyel Moed. Shaideze ikar hamshochas derech ha-tshuva bo'ilam, which is what broadcasts the path of tshuva to the entire world. This foundation of the rabbi broadcasting to the student via the Oyel Moed. And this is what Klal Yisrael are especially involved in from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Shmini Atzeres. And we conclude the Yehoshua. We conclude with the portion reading about Yehoshua. That's the first Haftorah of the year, in a sense, of the new cycle. Ki kol ha-haftoiroi shebenevim ha-koil b'chinas Yeshua, shua sefer ishin shebenevim. Because this is exactly what we mentioned earlier, that all the haftoros that we read throughout the entire year and all the prophets are all subservient to Yehoshua, who's king, who's their leader, the leader of the students. Ki Yehoshua b'chinas nekuda tachtoino shal yodoi meir b'chinas Moshe b'chol dor b'chol shona derech tshuva bo'ilam. Because Yehoshua represents the lower part of the Aleph, through whom Moshe Rabbeinu shines his light in every generation, in every year. Moshe Rabbeinu broadcasts this path of tshuva through his student. Paragraph Mem. V'hinei mevur b'chol anal she'ikra tikun hu Shabbos shumaton ha'toiva. We learned earlier, many of the pages, that the main tikun of the path of tshuva and everything is dependent on Shabbos, which is this wonderful gift that Hashem has given Klal Yisrael. V'ho'iker, k'al yidei Shabbos, ha'koil yizku l'tshuva, sh'al yidei zeh tovoi ha'gula. And the main reason is because it's through, by keeping Shabbos, all of Klal Yisrael will be zechet to tshuva, which will bring about the final redemption. V'al kein tzrichin li zoher ma'oid l'chabed es ha'shabbos, v'lizkor es ha'shabbos tomu. And it's for this reason that each and every single Jew has a tremendous obligation to show tremendous respect to the Shabbos by wearing special Shabbos clothes, by eating special foods on Shabbos, by learning special Torah on Shabbos. The Lizkoiras HaShabbos Tomid, and to always remember the Shabbos, even during the 6 days of the week, to be thinking about Shabbos. Ki Shabbos Hu HaTachlis, because Shabbos is the ultimate. Bechinas Tachlis Shamayim Voretz, the purpose of creation of heaven and earth. Vezeh Shemesayimim HaHavtoirah Shel Yom Kippur, Shemedaberes Mitshuva, Mesayimim Oiso B'Shmira Shabbos. Rav Nosson Zal says, now this is why you'll understand an interesting thing, that the Haftorah that we read on Yom Kippur is the day of the year for tshuva, we conclude the Haftorah then speaking about keeping Shabbos. Kama Shekosov Shom, as it says in the Haftorah there, Im Toshiv Mishabos Raglecho, Oz Tisana Galashem, Ki Iker HaTshuva Hu B'Yom Kippur, because we know that the ultimate day of tshuva is Yom Kippur. V'gam Yom Kippur Mekabel Mishabos, and even Yom Kippur receives from Shabbos. Shabbos is above it in many ways. Ki Shabbos roish lechol hazmanim hamekudoshim, because Shabbos is king of all the holy times. Kama Shekosov, as we say in the Shmon Esrei, uberachtoi mikol hazmanim, that Hashem has blessed Shabbos and sanctified it over all the other times of the year. Ki kol tikkun atshuva shel Yom Kippur huayidei Shabbos kanal, because the entire tikkun of tshuva of Yom Kippur is also dependent on Shabbos. Al kein mesayimim haftoras Yom Kippur b'shmira Shabbos. And it's for this reason that the conclusion of the haftorah of Yom Kippur speaks about a Jew keeping Shabbos. Paragraph Mem Aleph. Uboze tire niflois batoira ech hakoil nismach beseder nifla. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll see something else. Amazing. How everything is in a beautiful order. Ki b'shvil ze sider Moshe Rabbeinu parsha shmira Shabbos koidem parshas cheto egel kemavura b'parshas kisisa. Now you'll be able to understand why when Moshe Rabbeinu organized the Torah, it was done in such a way that the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos is presented in parshas kisisa right before the Torah speaks about the Jews worshipping the golden calf. Shemedaber shom imaisa ha-mishkon, where the Torah in Parshas Kisis over there speaks about building the Mishkan, v'achar kach aches shabsoisai tishmoiru, and then it introduces a whole paragraph about the importance of keeping Shabbos, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael as ha-shabbos, b'risoylam, b'nivim v'nei Yisrael, and then he continues to speak about the v'achar kach mascho daber tekef mimaisa egel. And then he goes on to speak about the participation in the golden calf. Rav Nosson Zal says this is to teach us something very important. Lohoirois ulegalois ulohidia chazde Hashem v'nifloisov. This is to teach us and to reveal to us and to enlighten us of Hashem's incredible kindness. Shebechasotov hanifloim hu makdim refuah lamako tomid, k'moy sham razal. That Hashem always prepares the cure before the illness. Shekoidem maiso horav amar azeh shel cheto egel, shebozeh kilkelu ledoirois, vegormu kol achorbonois, ki chozru v'mshichu ha-yetzahor al atzmon, shemizeh boim kol ha-kilkulim gamato, that prior to the Torah discussing the cheto egel, through which Klal Yisrael made a tremendous pegam for generations, and this is what caused all the destructions of the Beis HaMikdash, because through the Egel Azov, the Jews drew upon themselves the Yetzirah that they had lost at Matan Torah. And it's that Yetzirah that causes all the destruction and everything. Still, Higdim Vohidia Lano B'Toirosoi Kedusha Shabbos Kodesh. Hashem preceded that with the mitzvah of Shabbos Kodesh, Shesidra Mikoidim, which is placed right in front of this story of the golden calf. Lahoiro is to teach us Shekvar Hikdim Hatikun Vaharafua Shukdusha Shabbos Shemakabla Mitzadik Emes Chenes Moshe, that Hashem has already prepared the antidote to the Egel HaZov, the cure, which is the holiness of Shabbos, which Klal Yisrael receives from the Tzadik, from Moshe Rabbeinu, Alideze Yistakein HaKoil, through which we're going to be able to correct everything, including the golden calf. Because it's through Shabbos, which is taught to us by the Tzadikim, that's how we receive the Derech HaTshuva. V'alkein, ה-1,000 אירויס שנסתלקו על ידי חטא העגל, מחזירן אויסן למוישה בשבס. And this is why the Arizal reveals to us that when we say in the Shmon Esrei on Shabbos morning, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi, that Moshe Rabbeinu rejoices with Hashem giving him his portion, the Arizal says that what this refers to is, we know that right after the Jews worshipped the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu lost 999 parts of his light. This is why the Chumash Vayikra begins with the last letter of Vayikra is an Aleph. If you look in the Sefer Torah, it's an Aleph Zeira, a miniature Aleph. We know that in Hebrew, the word Aleph is 1,000. So the letter Aleph, a large Aleph, represents 1,000 in a sense. The small Aleph there tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu lost 999 out of 1,000 parts of the light that he had as a result of Klal Yisrael worshipping the golden calf. However, the Arizal says that Hashem restores it and returns it to Moshe Rabbeinu every Shabbos. That's this b'matnas chelkoi. Moshe Rabbeinu rejoices at Hashem returning to him what he had lost. Moshe marziron liYisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu passes it on to Klal Yisrael. K'moshe kosov b'kavonois, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Ki ikar tikun chet ha'egel hu al yedei Shabbos kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, the main tikun for the chet ha'egel is through Shabbos. V'al kein b'knisas Shabbos oimrim mizmor shir liyoyim ha'Shabbos. And this is why when Shabbos begins on Friday night, we recite this special paragraph, mizmor shir liyoyim ha'Shabbos, Shehu ha-mizmor shomar odom orishen b'knisas Shabbos somoch l'chetoi. This is the paragraph which Odom Arishon recited when he was created. Odom Arishon was created on Friday. And on Friday is when everything happened to him. Hashem gave him a wife, Chava. He ate from the tree Eitz Hadas, and he lost everything. He blew it completely. And then, after eating from the Eitz Hadas, and after Hashem informed him that there could be tshuva, Odom Arishon recited this tefillah of Mizmor Shir Liyoyim HaShabbos just as Shabbos was entering, Samoch Lechetoi, shortly after he committed the sin, Kemoisham Razal, as the Gemara tells us, Ki Shabbos Ogin Alohi, Kemoisham Razal, because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that Shabbos protected Odom Arishon. Hashem was ready to wipe him out completely as a result of the Eitz Hadas. But because it was about to become Shabbos, because Shabbos was entering, that's what protected. Shabbos served as a protective shield around the Odom Arishon that he shouldn't be wiped out. And this is also what Rabbeinu Zal referred to when he told his 13 stories. In the 11th one of the stories, which is the story of the exchanged children, it's called, towards the end of that story, it speaks about a person fixing everything that needs to be fixed. And there it speaks about a special garden, which when a person goes into this garden, they feel themselves being chased, and they run and run and run desperately. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that when a person is being chased out of the garden, out of Gan Eden, the person has to position himself next to the Shabbos. And Shabbos serves as a protective shield that he shouldn't be run out of Gan Eden completely, as is discussed towards the end of that story. And as we mentioned earlier, and this is why Rabbeinu Zal, when he concluded that story, the 11th story of Sipurei Maaseis, he mentioned the Pasuk, Ma godlu ma'asecho Hashem, how great are your actions, your ma'asim Hashem, ma'oid omku machshevoisecho, how deep are your thoughts, ish bar lo yedo, a fool cannot understand, ato moroim lo'olam Hashem, that you Hashem are above everything. Upirish Rashi says on this pasuk, ato moroim lo'olam Hashem, lo'olam yodcho al ho'el yoina, that Hashem, you always come out on top. The good always has to win out eventually. Hainu shero tekef. Adam Arishon saw immediately she'afal pi shehizgaru hasamach mem v'chayloisav kol kach, that even though the Yetzirah and all of his armies were so powerful at shehichtiyoisay kol kach b'yoyim harishon, where they were able to cause Adam Arishon to take such a fall on his first day of life, to eat from the Yetzadas, Shaydeze Yie Mashiach, which caused such destruction, such tzaras, Ki Tekef Omer Lo Hashem Yisborach Ayeko, because we know that right after Adam Arishon ate from the Yetzadas, the Torah tells us that Hashem came looking for him, and Hashem said, Ayeko, where are you? Shemarameis al hachurbonois, which is a remez to the echos that the Jews are going to have to say in the future over the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Shehatikun al yedei tzakas echo, whereby the tikun for the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash will be via Klal Yisrael crying out to Hashem, echo, where are you? Bechinas aye, which resembles the cry of aye mekoyim kevoidoi, which Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 12 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Avol barachmei Hashem Yisborach hishrol of ruach hakodesh. However, despite this tremendous fall that Adam Arishon took, Hashem immediately placed the Spirit of Hashem upon him. V'omar tekef mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. And Adam Arishon sang forth this chapter of mizmor shir liyom haShabbos, the seim, where he concludes with the words, V'ato moroim lo'olam Hashem, that you, Hashem, are exalted over everything permanently. Because you, Hashem, will always come out on top. Because the message is that through the holiness of Shabbos, the tzaddikim will be able to reveal the greatness of Hashem even at the worst times, even as we get close to the coming of Moshiach, even in these final generations. Shegovra ha-hastora shebetoich hastora, whereby Hashem is so super hidden from us, adein keitz, to an incredible level, afal pikein yenim shach derach ha-tshuva bo'ilam, shulchin es mesek shamayim v'atzi ha-sho'eli neko, still, the tzaddikim will be able to draw the path of tshuva into the world, v'zehu al yidei kedusha Shabbos kanal, especially through the mitzvah of Shabbos. As we mentioned earlier, number one, usually the main time that the tzaddikim teach their talmidim, their most important shiurim, were on Shabbos. And that's a time of special closeness between rabbi and student. It's a special time for a student to come to see his rabbi. V'zehu magodlu masecho Hashem mo'oid amkumach shevoisecho. This is what's meant by the pasuk which Rabbeinu Zal attaches to that chapter of Sipurei Maaseis. How great is Hashem's actions, how deep are his thoughts. Ki machshevoisav yizborach amukim mo'oid sheyefshav asigam. Because Hashem's thoughts are so deep that we have no way of understanding them. Kamei shekosuv b'haftoira dirshu Hashem b'himotzei, as is found in the haftorah that we read on a fast day. Seek Hashem where when he's to be found. Yazlev rosho darkoi, and we say over there, that Hashem's thoughts are not our thoughts. We cannot attempt to fathom the thoughts of Hashem, to understand the thoughts of Hashem. V'yesh lefarish magodlu masecho Hashem elu sheishes yemei ha'maise shebohem osa Hashem es ha'shmayim v'soret es ha'yom es kol ha'shabom. We can explain the pasuk as follows. The first part of the pasuk where it says magodlu ma'asecho Hashem, how great are your actions, your creations, that refers to the 6 days of the week in which Hashem created heaven and earth, everything. Shaydeze hero gedulas ma'isav anifloim v'anoirom anifloimoid. That's how Hashem showed the greatness and the awesomeness of his actions. Avo lechoira koshe ma hatachlis mikol ze v'lom alanu kol arash hazeh shebora kol ze b'chochmois nifloi skoila. What's the big deal about all this? We're going to make such a big commotion about all of this that Hashem created the world with such wondrous chachma and everything, when eventually it's all going to have to come to an end. And the majority of generations are going to make a terrible mess. They're going to commit sins and they're going to go through incredible suffering. We shouldn't have to go through it any further. So on one hand, the person would say, oh, Hashem created this fantastic, fantastic world that's full of trouble and tzoras and full of people botching things up. That's why we have the second part of the pasuk, which says how deep are Hashem's thoughts. Ze bechinas Shabbos. That's referring to the seventh day of the week, the Shabbos. She'oz ein shum asiyo v'uvdeklal. Then there is no ma'asecho. Then there is no ma'aseh. There's no work. V'hu tachlis hayedia. That's the ultimate level of understanding on Shabbos. Bechinas kedushas amkus hamachshovo. The holiness of and depth of the machshava v'Hashem, which is symbolized by Shabbos. Hainu sheheshiv sheosur laharer amidoisa. The pasuk is telling us that a Jew is not allowed to think about what Hashem does, meaning ki ma'oi dom komach shavoisa, because Hashem's thoughts are very deep. Ki kvar hikdim Shabbos, because even though things are going to get so messy in this world, Hashem has already prepared the Shabbos. Shenimshach me amkos machshavtoi moed, which comes from the deepest thoughts of Hashem, shaydeze yistakein hakoil kanal, which is what will bring about a tikkun for all the bad eventually. V'yalkein bevada yie tachlis toiv lechol odom im kol maaseh shemayim v'aretz hatluyim bo. And that's why everybody, every person, and all parts of creation that are connected to them are definitely going to have a happy ending. Ki Shabbos hu tachlis maaseh shemayim v'aretz, because Shabbos is the goal, the ultimate goal of all of creation. V'zehu gam kein ma'shemir ma'charkach b'mizmor Hashem moloch geis lovish. And this is also what we refer to when we say in the paragraph that follows Mizmor Shuliyom HaShabbos on Friday night, when we say the paragraph Hashem moloch geis lovish, in that paragraph we mention Mikoilois ma'im rabe madirem mishbereyom adir b'moroim Hashem. Ki afal pi shehamayim rabe madirem mishbereyom mizgabrim al kol odom kol kach. What we're saying is that even though every single Jew is going to go through such waves, tidal waves of destruction that are going to come at them on a spiritual level, on a physical level, throughout their lifetime, bechinas, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, kol mishborecho v'galecho alai avoru, Hashem, all of your waves and all of your tzaras have all come over me, afal pikein mikulam adir b'moroim Hashem. Despite all of that, Hashem is above it all, v'hu yigmur hakol kirtzoinoi, and Hashem eventually will bring a completely happy ending to all of this. V'yovi hakol el atachlis hatoiv amiti anitzchi, and he'll bring everybody to their ultimate good eternal purpose. Ki kvar hikdim v'nosam Yisrael kedusha Shabbos v'gnal, because Hashem already prepared the cure in advance. The cure is Shabbos. This is why we mention these two chapters, Mizmor Shiliyom HaShabbos and Hashem Moloch, on Friday night when we bring the Shabbos in. V'alkein, afilu mi shechoto harbe chas v'shalom. And therefore, any Jew, even a Jew who has committed many, many sins, chas v'shalom, kol zman she'enoi mumar lahachis, oy lechalel shabbosois, hu bechlal Yisroel. So long as he's not going spitefully out to violate sins, to violate mitzvahs of the Torah, or chas v'shalom to desecrate the Shabbos, hu bechlal Yisrael, he's still considered to be a Jew. He still retains the title Jew. Aval mumar lechalal Shabbos, whereas a Jew who chas v'shalom chooses to desecrate the Shabbos publicly, intentionally, harehu kemumar lechol ha-Torah, that person is considered as if he violated the entire Torah, v'yoytze miklal Yisrael. He takes himself out of the category, chas v'shalom, of being a Jew, to the point where if he touches a bottle of wine, it becomes treif, as if a goya touched it. Ki ikar kiyum kedushas Yisrael hu al yidei Shabbos. Because the main thing that will guarantee the eternity and the holiness of klal Yisrael is Shabbos. A reminder that the Yom Tov of Purim is coming up this week, and then we'll have Pesach. There are people who sometimes have different guests at their table on these holidays, and sometimes a person has a guest who's not a Shomer Shabbos, who's a Mechalel Shabbos. if a person is using a wine or a wine that hasn't been cooked, that's not mevushel, if such a guest, chas v'shalom, a guest who is a mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, touches that wine, it has the same status as wine touched by a goy, which means it becomes unkosher. So a person needs to be careful about this. Paragraph Mempes. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein b'chol ma shoiver al hodom tzorech lizkor b'shabbos tomid. And for this reason, with everything that a Jew is going through at all times, he always has to remember Shabbos. Ubifrat b'inyan ha-parnosa, especially with what a person is going through for parnosa. Ki tzrichin lekadesh kol ha-uvdois v'masumatne shem kulim b'lametes malochois lekadshem b'kdusha Shabbos, k'mo yishom razal. Because a Jew has to see to it that all the work that he's going to be doing throughout the week, which is surrounding the concept of the 39 acts of work, he has to see to it to draw the holiness of Shabbos into it. Ki tzrichin lizkor she'ikar birchas ha-parnoso humi Shabbos, d'minei mezborchen kol shito yoimim. A Jew has to remember throughout the week that the main bracha in the work that he's going to do comes from Shabbos, because Shabbos is the day on which all the 6 days of the Yemei Achol receive their bracha. And based on how he shows respect for Shabbos, based on the special clothing that he wears for Shabbos, and the special foods that he eats for Shabbos, and all the money that he spends on Shabbos, and the extra learning that he does on Shabbos, and based on all the positive things he does to be mechabed the Shabbos, that's what's going to shine into his week. That's what's going to determine how great a week he's going to have. V'chein kishahamachshova is roidchen achrov moid. And so too, when a person is being bombarded with thoughts that are negative, whether it's thoughts of depression or it's bad thoughts, chas v'shalom, related to women, all types of bad thoughts, tzorich lamoid atzmoy etzel Shabbos shehu shviso menucha. The solution is not to battle with them, but rather to go into Shabbos mode, which means rest, abstain, to close your mind. Ki ikar tikkun hamachshava hu liyos sheval tase gam b'machshava, kama shekosa b'makmachar, simenayin beis. Because the main tikkun for a person who's suffering from bad thoughts, being bombarded with bad thoughts, is simply to abstain, not to do anything, not to battle, just v'yivatel atzmoi, to nullify himself, to close his brain, to shut down. B'bechinas kedusha Shabbos, just like on Shabbos, we close the stores, we close our phones, we turn off. V'yamshich machshavtoi l'toich ha-toira. And once he turns off, he disconnects himself from the thoughts of choil, to draw, then to be able to reconnect himself into the Torah shenitno b'Shabbos, which was given on a Shabbos. Shavuos at Matan Torah was on a Shabbos. Shemishom nimshochem kol hachidushei Torah. And that's where all the hischachos of Torah comes from. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, v'chein be'inyin kino v'sino u'machloike shevein adam l'chaveiroi u'beinish l'ishtoi shemotzui mo'oid. And so too, regarding all the conflicts that exist between human beings, whether it be between neighbors, business associates, whether it be husband and wife, family members, regarding all the conflict there, shemotzui mo'oid, which is very prevalent, sheze mazik l'ho'odom mo'oid kiyodua, and which is extremely damaging to a person. That's obviously why the Yetzer Hara loves, he thrives on conflict, creating conflict between people, because he knows that when a person's in a state of conflict like that, he's not going to daven, he's not going to learn, or he's not going to do it really well. Tzorech lizkor zatzmoy b'kiddusha Shabbos. When a person's going through that, they have to be able to remember Shabbos. Shehu sholoim. Shabbos is peace, tranquility. B'chinas Shabbat shalom. V'chol ma she'oivar al odom b'chol yoim v'yoim tzorech levroyach b'machshavtoi l'kiddusha Shabbos. And again, all the turmoil and the turbulence that each and every Jew is going through every single day, the person has to be aware that they have this outlet, they have this escape called Shabbos, to plug into this place of rest. V'hakol b'koyach ha-tzadikim sh'moidim lanu kedusha Shabbos. And it's all with the power of the tzadikim, and they're the ones who inform us and who teach us of the specialness of Shabbos. Paragraph Mem Gimel. V'zehu im toshiv mi-shabbos raglecho. Rav Nosson Zal quotes a pasuk here, which we say in the Zmirois of Shabbos, that on Shabbos, you bring your feet, you take your feet away from negative things and bring them towards good. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, ki hoikar l'sakin b'chinas haraglim shehem klei halicha, because the most important thing that a Jew has to work on is fixing the feet, which are what move the person in what direction they're going to go. Leilech b'derech ha-toira, b'darchei ha-tshuva, for the person to bring himself to the path of Torah, the path of tshuva. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says, ragli omdo b'mishor, my feet stand in a proper place, on the right path. Ki ikar habirur hu b'bechinas raglin, because the main sorting out of good from bad has to take place in the feet. Kishom kol achizosom, because that's the place where the sitra achra has the strongest and easiest access to the person. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says, raglehu yordois moves kiyodua, as is brought throughout all the Sifrei Kabbalah, that the tumah tries to work itself. The tumah is the ground, let's say, for example. From the time of the Eitz Hadas, Hashem issued curses to Adam, to Chava, to the snake, and the ground itself was cursed at the time. Aruro ho adomo bavurecho. And the tumah tries to attach itself and tries to work its way up from the bottom, from the ground level, which is from the feet. That's where the klipos try to attack a person from always. And this is why it's so important for a Jew to always be wearing shoes or slippers, not to walk barefoot, and not even to walk in socks, which is a siman of avelus. The reason is because that's where the tumah tries to latch on to the person from and has easiest access to, is the feet. Like in football, you want to bring a guy down, you tackle him. You tackle him by the legs. It's the easiest place to bring him down. The question was just raised, if that's the case, then how come we find, for example, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw Hashem at the sneh, at the burning thorn bush, one of the most important encounters, or when a person, the Kohanim, walked in the Beis Hamikdash, they had to walk barefoot? Rav Nosson Zal discusses this in several places in Likutei Halachos, where he emphasizes that, again, there, because it's a place of such extreme holiness, that's why this prohibition didn't apply. In the Beis Hamikdash, there the floor was not tamei, there was no tumah. Or when Moshe Rabbeinu was having this encounter with the Shekhinah at the sneh, he was told, ki hamokoim asher oimed aleho is kodesh, because you're standing on a holy place, meaning here the klipos are can't get in. Therefore, you don't have to worry about your feet. Definitely not. Definitely not. The question was asked, what about at Kivrei Tzadikim? We do not remove our shoes in those places. It's only in the Beis Hamikdash, or again, on Tisha B'Av, when we do it as a sign of mourning, or on Yom Kippur, Lahavdil, when we do it as a sign of extreme Kiddusha, in a sense, where we're going into a very holy place of like angels, we're on a level of angels. And there again, we don't need that protection, in a sense. Rav Nosson Zal says, ki ze bechinas toikef ha-hizgarus shemizgara ha-baldovor ato bedoirois halolu mo'oid bechlalu befrat. And this concept of the sitra achra going for the legs, going for the feet, is also the reason why the people that are living at this time, these generations, which are called ikvasa de Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach, we who are in the final round are going through such a difficult time. The Yetzirah is giving us such a difficult time, bichlal, as a people, you know, attacking Klal Yisrael as a people, ubifrat, and each and every individual Jew, the incredible battle they're going through with their own personal Yetzirah. Ki atohu beikvois Mashiach, because this time that we are living in now is called ikvois Mashiach, the footsteps of Moshiach. Bechinas raglin, again, that's the feet. Sheshom achizas ha-sitrachro v'ha-klipo is ma'oid, That's the place where the Sidrachar and Klipos are able to have the strongest hold. V'alkein tzrichin leida she'ato b'doi roseilu k'shemizgabar hodom b'tnua kalo lo shuv l'Hashem Yisborach. And therefore, listen to these words. These words that we're going to say now are among the most important words in Yiddishkeit, and especially in Breslov Chassidus. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we're telling you here, that now the people that are living in these final generations, the Hizgabrus of the Yetzer Hara is strongest based on that. A Jew who makes the slightest move towards tshuva, towards coming close to Hashem, who yokor etzla Hashem Yisborach, it's more precious to Hashem, yokor etzla Hashem Yisborach, harbe, it's much more precious to Hashem, me'avoidois gedoilois shel doirois harishonim, than the incredible high-level avoidois that were done by the earlier generations, the Tanoim, the Amoroim, the great tzaddikim of thousands and hundreds of years ago. Ukemuva kolze bekisvei ha'arizal, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal, as is discussed in the writings of the Arizal, ubedivrei ha'Baal Shem Tov Zal, and in the words of the Baal Shem Tov, ubefrat midivrei Admor Zal, and especially in Rabbeinu Zal's words. This is an incredible, critical chizuk for us people living in this generation, because the Yetzer Hara wants us to feel insignificant. He wants us, every time we read the Gemara, we read about Tzaddikim of the past, to say, we're nothing in comparison. The Arizal told his student, Reb Chaim Vital Zal, that you have the ability today, through mitzvahs on your level in the 1500s, by doing simple mitzvahs, to touch the same place that Rabbi Akiva did with all of his unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh. V'alkein Iker Keitz HaGaula Hu Kadmotu Raglin Baraglin. And this is why the Zohar HaKadosh says that the final redemption will be when the feet meet the feet. In other words, again, implying a Tikkun HaRaglin. V'yikuyam, and it will be fulfilled, the Pasuk, V'omdu Raglov Bayoim Hahu Al Harazesim. His feet, the feet of Moshiach, will stand on Harazesim. Note the Pasuk emphasizes this Tikkun HaRaglin, Kimuva Kol Zeh Harbe B'Kisvei Arizal, as is discussed many times and at great length in the writings of the Arizal. The tremendous emphasis on this Tikkun HaRaglin, which is the Tikkun of the generation of Moshiach. V'chol HaTikkun Al Yedei Shabbos. And this entire tikkun comes about through Shabbos. Bechinas im toshiv mi Shabbos raglecho. That Shabbos is a time when a person has the opportunity to make this tikkun horaglin. Ki ze ho'olam bechlal hu bechinas raglin. Bechinas vohorat tzadoim ragloi. Sheze bechinas nekuda tachtoina. Because the world, this physical world that we live in, symbolizes kaviyachol, the feet of Hashem. As the Pasuk says, the Ho'oretz Hadom Raglo, that this world that we are living in is called the footstool of Hashem. Bechinas Nekuda Tachtona, corresponding to the lower part of the Aleph that we've been discussing. Shehu Bechinas Shtika Vahamtona, which corresponds to the concept of being silent and being able to wait. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Doim Lashem, be silent for Hashem. And as Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ach Lelokim Doimi O Nafshi, my soul is silent for Hashem. Bechinas Toiv VeYochil VeDoimim LeTshuas Hashem. As the Pasuk says, that it's how good it is for a person who yearns and awaits quietly, silently, the Yeshua of Hashem. Shepirushoi Shtikov Amtona. The pasuk there is referring to a person's ability to be silent. Ki bozeh ha'olam tzrichin rak lahamtin, because in this world a Jew has to have patience to wait. Ki hu tzel oiver, because this world is like a passing shadow. Va'onon kolo, and like a fading cloud. Va'ruach noishoves, etc., etc. Ubnei odom tzrichin lavor boi bishvil nisoyoin v'tziruf. And human beings have to go through life in this world in order to be tested and purify. V'hoikar sheyamoid b'nisoyoin. And the main thing is for a person to be zeche to withstand the test. V'yamtin b'chol hadvorim. And to have patience, to be able to wait. Shelo yeh lohut achar shum taiva shel moisrois. Especially
when it comes to going after taivas, a person who wants quick money or a quick high. That's the whole concept of the Sitra Achra, the Yetzer Hara, is offering quick and easy, quick and dirty. Uma shemuchruch loy, and regarding what a person's basic needs are, yeloy bitocha, and he should have trust in Hashem, that Hashem is providing for him. V'yamtin tomet liyishuas Hashem, and have the patience to wait for Hashem to come through with what he needs, rather than try to grab it before its time. V'chein b'chol ma'ashayver olav, and so too regarding everything that a Jew goes through, ade yizke letachlis hanitzchi, until the person eventually will get to their tachlis. By doing that, a person is zeicha to bind everything he does during the 6 days of the week to bind it to Shabbos. And that's how he generates that letter Aleph that we've been discussing throughout this halacha. Bechinas Odom lo sheves al hakisei, the person who sits on the throne. Kal yidei hadmima vashsiko anal mekatshin kol hovdoi shel yimei achoel ad shemamshich moedei sheish yismei amayse bechina. Because by being silent, having the ability to be silent when a person is supposed to be silent, not complain, not scream, not have any negative type of outbursts, by doing that, a person sanctifies the 6 days of the week to the point where he draws that vav in the middle of the aleph, that vav that connects the lower part of the aleph to the higher part, upper part of the aleph, that diagonal vav. And it's through that the person connects himself to that upper part of the aleph, which symbolizes the throne of Hashem, which is the source of the holiness of Shabbos. Ki Shabbos bichlal hu bechinas nekudo hoel yoina, because Shabbos symbolizes the upper part of the aleph. V'ho oilam bichlal, whereas this physical world that we are in, bechinas nekuda tachtoina, represents the lower part of the aleph. V'alidei shemekatshin sheish yisimei achoel, and by a Jew doing what he's supposed to do during the 6 days of the week, by purifying them, alidei hadmima v'ashsika kanal, by showing the patience to wait for parnosa, to wait for whatever the person needs to wait for, alidei ze mamshich alidei sheish yisimei achoel shemechinas vov minekudu elyoina lenekuda tachtoina. That's what gives the person the ability to be zecha to the flow of shefa from the upper part of the aleph through the low to the lower part of the aleph through the vav, through those 6 days of the week. Shezeh bechinas derech hatshuva kanal. This is the concept of the derech hatshuva that Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 6 in Likutei Moran, in the first half, which this halach is based on. Vezehu im toshiv mishabos raglecho asois cheftzecho biyoim kotshi. Rav Nosson Zal now explains, ties together the entire posuk there. Ki kol hashvisa b'shabbos milasa is chafotzo b'yom kotshoi hakol hu bebechinas im toshuv mishabbos raglecha. Because the whole concept of resting on Shabbos and abstaining from doing physical work, labor, you know, is all related to this concept of im toshuv mishabbos raglecha, that your feet should rest, meaning ki kol habirurim bebechinas raglin, because all the birurim that a Jew does in this world, all the tikkunim, all the sorting out of good from bad, is related to the feet. Shebishvil ze osur shum asiyas chafotzav b'yom hakodesh v'noira zekana. And it's for that reason that on this holy, awesome day of Shabbos, a Jew is forbidden to do it. V'zehu v'koroso l'shabbos oineg, as the pasuk says, Shabbos should be a day of pleasure. Ki ikar kedusha Shabbos hu daiko l'kayim oineg Shabbos, because the main holiness of Shabbos is to be zeicha to have the pleasure of Shabbos, which is this concept of ayin nun gimel, which the Zohar called shehem gimel sudois shel Shabbos, which correspond to the three meals of Shabbos, shehem bechinas eden nohor and Gan, which correspond to the three building blocks of Gan Eden, what we call Gan Eden. Shehem b'chinas gimel mitzvahs anal, which are tied into the three mitzvahs that Hashem instructed the Jews to do upon entering Eretz Yisrael. Mechias HaMolek, and appointing a king, and building the Beis HaMikdash. Gimel Nekudos Kanal, which are tied into the three sections of the Aleph, Shem Bechinas Derech Tshuva Kanal, which is the path of Tshuva. Vezehu, and this is what the Pasuk means when it says, V'koroso l'Shabbos Oinek, V'likdoish Hashem Mechubot, V'chibadetoi Me'asois Derochecho. Bechinas Tikkun HaKovoid, Liskois L'Kovod Alekayai De Darkei Tshuva. This is referring to the Tikkun of Kovoid, to be zeiche to the spiritual Kovod, the Kovod of Hashem, by following the path of tshuva, kimavur ba'toran al posuk ze v'chibadetoi ma'aseis rochecho, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses towards the in the earlier section of that chapter in the Kutei Moran Torah Vov, shemarameis al darkei tshuva, that this posuk is alluding to the path of tshuva, bechinas shnei habekiyos anal, referring to a Jew's understanding of both aspects of tshuva, knowing how to climb and knowing how to fall properly. Through which a person is zeichet to this heavenly kavod, shekol zehu bechinas kedusha Shabbos, which is all tied into the holiness of Shabbos. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh mimtzoi chafotzecho, from doing any of your physical labors, you know, during the Shabbos, v'daber dovor, and the pasuk says that on Shabbos a person should be v'daber dovor. The Gemara learns from this pasuk that a Jew has to see to it that what he speaks about on Shabbos should be completely different from what he speaks about during the weekdays. On Shabbos there's no talk whatsoever about parnosa, work, or work-related things, or weekday-related things. On Shabbos a person is supposed to reserve their words for spirituality. Kibemes Iker Alias Hadibur Hu B'Shabbos, because the truth is that the main time when the speech of a Jew has an aliyah is on Shabbos. Ki oz oilin horaglin shem b'chinas dibur, because on Shabbos the feet have a tremendous aliyah, which correspond to the concept of dibur b'chinas, as we find there's a pasuk that says tzedek tedaberun, you will speak tzedek. And there's another pasuk that says, Tzedek yikro'ehu l'ragloi. His feet are referred to as this concept of tzedek. Sheze b'chinas tzedek lefonov yahalech. And we know there's another pasuk that says, your tzedek, your righteousness, will walk before you. So we see that tzedek is associated with feet, and tzedek is associated with dibur. Ki hadibur b'chinas malchus peh. Because dibur corresponds to the sphere of Malchus, She'ikar Aliyoso, which is the seventh sphere of the set, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus, corresponding to the 7 days of the week, Shabbos is Malchus. She'ikar Aliyoso, B'Shabbos Malchusa, where we know that the Malchus, the main Aliyah for the Malchus is on Shabbos. Ki B'Sheish, Yesimei HaChoyel, Shubachin HaSoylam HaZeh, because during the 6 days of the week, a person has to have the ability to be silent, to be patient. As the Gemara says in Chulin, on this posuk, which talks about a Jew being silent, Elaim, the Gemara says there, Ma yaseh ha'odom ba'olam hazeh, what is a Jew supposed to do in this world, in the physical world, when he sees all the tzaras and all the problems that Yase atzmoi ki'ilim, make himself like a mute. In other words, there are times that a Jew wants to scream, Hashem, what are you doing? Why is this? And a person has to have the ability at those times to be silent, to abstain from those types of screams. In other words, chas v'shalom, from complaining, from negativity. Ki osur ledaber shum dibur shel iskei olam hazeh. Because the truth is, a Jew is supposed to avoid all 7 days of a week, a Jew is supposed to avoid talking about Olam Hazeh, talking about Shtuyot, talking about what a beautiful car, and he has a better car, and he has this car, and I want to get that car, talking about all kinds of things related to Olam Hazeh. Rak diburei toiru tfila, but rather a Jew is supposed to try to reserve his speech for Torah and Tefillah, Kamoisham Razal, as the Gemara says over there, that what do you mean? A person's supposed to be silent, complete, he should be a mute in this world? So the Gemara says over there, Yochoel Af Betal Divrei Torah. I might think that that refers also to Divrei Torah, that a Jew shouldn't talk, period. Talmud Loimar, Tzedek Tidaberun. Therefore, we have a pasuk that says, speak of righteousness, meaning that of Torah, it's a mitzvah to speak. Ukemoisham Razal, as the Gemara darshins, v'dibarto bom, you will speak about those things. Which things? Torah. V'loy bedvorim betelim, and not speak about all the foolishness, which is unfortunately 99% of the people in the world that are not really, really into Yiddishkeit, into spirituality. 99% of what they talk about is dvarim betelim. It's the nonsense of this world. Avol yefshel eskayim b'lo yadibur. However, it's impossible for a person to exist just about without speaking. Because a person does have to speak minimally about the physical needs. You know, we need to, what do we have to shop for? What should we buy for the house? Certain basic things to have, you know. However, a Jew has to see to it to connect everything they say to the Torah. To have in mind that any discussion that I have, whether it's related to Parnos or anything else, it's always related to my ultimate goal, which is to serve Hashem. As Rabbein Zal says in chapter 29 in the first half of Likut Imran, Shetzrichin lechavein bechol dibur shemedaber b'shvil ha-masumatn shekavanosoi kdei shitin stoko. That in all the discussions that a person has related to their parnosa, whether it be business meetings, whether it be talking to clients, all the words that it's, what's it all for? To make money for me? No, it's for the meiser that I'm going to give. It's for the tzedakah. That's the tikkun of all my maso matna, and that's the tikkun especially for the dibur. V'chein b'chol ha-diburim, and so too, not just parnosa related, but related to everything that a person talks about, to their wife and children and friends and business associates, to always connect it to the Torah, to Hashem. Aval b'Shabbos gam dibur zeh osu. However, on Shabbos, even a discussion about parnosa, where the person's thinking in terms of its tzedakah, even that is forbidden. The person's not supposed to discuss work or work-related things at all on Shabbos. Ki osur lasik b'masumatnu b'shum malocha. V'afilu dibur sheliske chol osur afilu em kavanose l'shem shemayim b'emes. And a person's not supposed to be speaking diburim of iske chol, even if his intent is l'shem shemayim. Ki afilu maleches ha-mishkon nidche mepnei Shabbos. Because we know that even regarding building the Mishkan, the 39 acts of work on their holiest level was forbidden on Shabbos, was pushed aside for Shabbos. Makol shkein, kol hamasumatn v'diburov. How much more so, anything related to Parnosa that we're involved with, and any discussions related to that. Afilu emoisa masumatn bamuna koroi. Even if a person conducts his Parnosa in the most religious manner, bebechinas maleches hamishkan, where his 39 acts of work are like the 39 acts of work in the Mishkan, k'may sham razal, afal pikein b'shabbos gamze osur. Still, on Shabbos, it's forbidden. Ki b'shabbos osur ladaber shum diburei choyl kim diburei Shabbos shem divrei toiro utvila ushvochem voidoes lashem izborach ulezamer zmiroi shel Shabbos lohides lashem b'cholei b'simcha g'dela v'atzuma. Because on Shabbos, it's forbidden to speak any type of divrei chol. The only thing a person is supposed to be speaking on Shabbos is words of Torah and tefillah and praises to Hashem and singing the songs of Shabbos to praise Hashem with his whole heart, with tremendous joy. Al shenosan lono b'chemlosay matona toiv azois. Over the fact that Hashem has given us this wonderful gift, shehoisa genuza bebeis genoza, which was hidden away in his treasury, shehu kedusha Shabbos. Ki Shabbos lemalo me'adibur, because Shabbos is above the concept of speech. V'chol hadiburim nimshocha mi'Shabbos, and all dibur comes from Shabbos, draws its holiness from Shabbos. Ki Shabbos bebechina shtiko hel yoyna shulamalo me'adibur. Shabbos is tied into the concept of the highest level of silence, a silence that's above speech. Bechinas siog lachochmo shtiko, as is brought in Pirkei Avos, that the fence around Chochma, the crown around Chochma, is silence. Shehu bechinas keser, which is the concept of the crown of Hashem, where the Pasuk says that a Jew is not allowed to speak about it because it's so high and holy and lofty a subject. In other words, we know that there's two types of silence. There's a silence of abstaining from talking foolishness or profanity or bad things. That's the lower level silence. Where above that is Dibur of Kedusha, holy words. But above Dibur of Kedusha, there's a still higher level, which is this shtika, this silence that's tied into the keser, the crown of Hashem, the holiest, highest level of Kedusha. Ki shayrish hadibur hu b'machshava, because we know that the origin of speech comes from the mind, shehu b'china shtika, and the brain is something that's silent. Ki hadibur b'chinas chachma, because dibur is a concept of chachma, b'chinas, as the pasuk says, ki Hashem yitein chachma mipiv. Hashem will give forth chachma from his mouth. V'sharoshoi b'bechinas keser. And the origin of chachma, the origin of dibur, is from keser, from the crown, which is b'chinas shtika, which is a concept of silence. B'chinas siyog lachachma shtika. As the pasuk says, the fence around chachma is silence. Shehashtika makefes es hachochma. Shtika, silence, encircles chachma. Shubchinas hadibur. Chachma is the concept of dibur. Kemoi siog vegeder, like a fence. Kemoi shekosu shom, as is written. Kitzrichin lishtoik koidim shemedabrim. Because before a Jew opens their mouth to speak, they have to first be silent a little bit. Lehisiyashev heitev koidim shemoitzin hadibur. To think very, very carefully before I say something. V'chein bein dibur ledibur. And so too between statements. A Jew's supposed to pause and think. V'alkein omer azal, and this is why the Gemara says in Tainus, mili besela, that words are worth a dollar, mashtika betrain, and silence is worth double, is $2. Ki hashtika lemala me'adibur, because silence is above speech. V'hi shoyresh hadibur v'tikunoi. It's the source of speech and it's the tikun for speech, knowing when to be silent and how to be silent. V'chol ze nimshach mi'shabesh u'b'chinas keser b'chinas kisei demiskasya. And all of this comes from Shabbos, which is tied into the crown of Hashem. On Shabbos we say, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi, Kilil Teferes Nosata Baroisha, referring to the Keser, which a Jew is zecha to tap into on Shabbos. And we say Keser in Musaf. Sheshom Soid Hashtika. That's where this concept of silence is found. Bechinas Chochom Charoshim Unevoin Lachash. A Chochom of great stature who has the ability, the knowledge of knowing when to be silent. And this is the concept of the silence on Shabbos, whereby we abstain from speaking 99% of what we talk about during the weekdays. That silence draws from the highest level of silence, Shehu Dibur Shel Yishuv Hadas, which refers to the source of words, of well thought out words. Diburei Emuna, words of faith in Hashem, lehizdabek al yodom l'Hashem Yisborach, through which a person attaches himself to Hashem, bechinas, as the pasuk says, oidia emunascha befi, ah Hashem, I make you aware of my faith through my mouth, bechinas, as the pasuk says, veyoyim hashvi mishabeach veomer mizmor shir liyoyim haShabbos toiv lohides l'Hashem, that on the seventh day on Shabbos we give forth praise and we proclaim Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Let's sing for Shabbos. Toiv Lohides Lashem. How good it is to give praise to Hashem. And Rav Nosson Zal says, Vezehu Oz Tisanag Al Hashem. And this is why the pasuk says about Shabbos, on Shabbos you will enjoy above Hashem, Kaviyachol, upon Hashem. Do oiraiso datiko stimo. The Zohar Kodesh says that it doesn't say os tesanag im Hashem, you will enjoy with Hashem. It says kaviachol al Hashem. This refers to the keser, the crown, which is worn above the head, kaviachol. And this is merames to the deepest levels of Torah. Oraiso datiko stimo, which shehu b'chinas al Hashem, kemuva b'Torah l'Hashem. Above the standard levels of Torah, the revealed portions of Torah, Sheshom Iker Bechinas Tshuva, Shebechinas Shabbos, Kemuv Mok Macher, whereby we know that the Iker Tshuva is in that Torah Vatikas Timo, that deepest level of Torah. And this is why the Pasuk says, it's part of the same Pasuk, Ostesana Galashem, Viherkavticho Albomosei Oretz, that by keeping Shabbos, the Jews will be zeicher to a portion that has no boundaries. Haynu kial yeh Shabbos zeichin sheizbatlu kol amitzorim shelagdusha. On Shabbos, by keeping Shabbos, a person is zeicher to do away with all the boundaries, shall all the tzimtzumim, shall yodom kol hachorbonos bechlal beprat, which are the cause of all destruction. The destruction for Klal Yisrael as a whole, and the destruction against each and every individual Jew. The Bechina says, the Pasuk says in Eicha, Kol roidfeho hisiguha bein hametzorim, that all those who try to attack Klal Yisrael, who try, they were able to reach at us bein hametzorim, between the boundaries, you know, in the period of the 3 weeks, which are between Shiva Sabatamos and Tisha B'Av. But it's called this Bein HaMetzorim, this Metzar, this constriction. Whereas on Shabbos, all of this constriction is done away with completely.
Because a person who is zeiche to hold on to the holiness of Shabbos, Shehu Bechinas Koyach Kedushas HaTzadik, which is the power of the tzaddik, Shehu Shabbos the Kula Yoimi, who is referred to as the Shabbos, Ein Shum Meitzar Sheyarchikoy Me'ashem Yisborach. There doesn't exist any tzimtzum, any power that'll keep him far from, that'll distance him from Hashem. Ki mikulam yoshuv l'Hashem Yisborach, because such a person will be able to return to Hashem from no matter what kind of situation he finds himself in. He'll be zeichet to the paths of tshuva that we discussed. Shehim b'chinas boki ba'ayil, boki benofik. Knowing how to go up, knowing how to fall. B'chinas va'atzia shoyel hineko. Knowing even how to deal with situations when he's very far down. Now, Rav Nosson Zal shortly before this made reference to the concept of Yaakov Avinu. He quoted the pasuk v'achalticho nachlas Yaakov Avicho, that those who keep Shabbos the right way will be zeichet to Nachlas Yaakov. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki Yaakov hoyo hoysom mitosoi shlema, because Yaakov Avinu is the one who represents 100% success. Different from Avram Avinu, who had a Yishmael, and Yitzchak Avinu, who had an Esav, Yaakov Avinu scored 12 out of 12. You know, all Shvatim were solid, and Dina was solid. Umevatel klipas Esav Yishmael, and he's the one who's able to succeed at doing away with the klipos of Esav and Yishmael, Shehem Meitzrei Hakdusha. They represent the borders, the enemies of the Jews who are on their borders. Shehechrivu es HaBeis HaMikdash, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. These two klipos called Esav and Yishmael. Shal Yodom Arichas HaGolos, they are the cause of this lengthy... They're the cause of this lengthy golos that we're going through. Ki Yaakov u'Moshe kechodo chashivu, because according to Kabbalah, Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu are considered like one. They both represent Zeranpin. They both symbolize the Vav of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is something we're not going to go into a lot right now, but it's a piece of information to store. There'll be other times when we'll elaborate on it further. That Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu are extremely similar kabbalistically. Bechinas hatzadik u'emes shemamshich kedusha Shabbos. They represent the tzadik who draws the holiness of Shabbos. Shehu bechinas darkei tshuva, which is the paths of tshuva. Al kein al yidei shmira Shabbos shemekabla me'atzadik u'emes kanal ayidei ze zoichin lenachlo b'li mitzorin shein shum dovor yochel harchik me'ashem yisbor achas v'shalom. And this is why it's written that a person zeichet to keep Shabbos the right way is zeichet to nachlo b'li mitzorim. He's zeichet to a portion without any constrictions, without any boundaries. He eliminates those klipos who are on the boundaries, the Esav and Yishmoels. Meaning that there is no force that's able to keep him far from Hashem. Ki mikulam yoshuv l'Hashem yisborach hakanal. Because such a person, no matter what kind of predicament he finds himself in, he'll always be able to return to Hashem.
V'ze she'simu sham razal b'mamorom al posuk ha'umnam hanal. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to further elaborate on the Gemara that he quoted earlier, two paragraphs back.
Yochoy lafilu im higiz daitoi. I might think that even if a person is arrogant,
Talmud loymar meishorim tishpetu b'nei adam. Therefore, the pasuk continues meishorim tishpetu b'nei adam.
Ki pasuk ze medaber midarkei tshuva hanal.
Because the pasuk quoted there in the Gemara is speaking about the path of tshuva.
She'ikra tshuva hu she'yosim atzmoi kemidbar.
That one of the most important aspects of tshuva is for a person to make himself like a desert floor. Meaning like v'lo yizgoi klal, not to be arrogant at all.
U'kishayishma bizyoinoi yidoim v'yishtoi.
And when somebody insults him or embarrasses him, he should be perfectly silent, both verbally and even in his heart, not to carry any negative feeling towards the person.
V'yiyye b'chlal ha'ne'alovim v'enam o'elvim shomim cherposim v'enam yeshivim.
So that the person should be in the category of those about whom the pasuk says they are embarrassed and they don't insult back. They hear themselves being insulted and they don't respond.
Kemavur sham b'ha'toyra anal,
as is mentioned, as is explained in chapter 6 in Likutei Moran, that this whole halach is based on.
Shezeu ma shekosav sham ma yase odom boilam hazeh.
This is what's meant when the Gemara on the pasuk ha'omnam ilam, the Gemara in Chulin says, what should a person do in this world?
Yase atzmoi ke'ilein.
He should make himself like a mute.
Ki tzrichim lishtoik v'liyois ke'ilein.
Because a person has to have the ability to be silent, to be like a mute sometimes.
Shezehu ikar ha'tshuva.
This is one of the most important aspects of tshuva. Kamash Amar David, as David HaMelech said,
Va'ani kecheresh lo yeshmo u'ke'ilein lo yiftoch piv.
I am like a deaf person who doesn't hear, and like a mute who doesn't open his mouth.
Valze omru sham, and it's about this that the Gemara says over there,
Yochel afilu b'divrei Torah. I might think that this means that when a person is in the process of tshuva, then he should be quiet, period. He shouldn't even speak divrei Torah. So the Gemara says, wrong. Talmud loimar, tzedek tedaberun. This is why the pasuk says he should speak tzedek. Because words of Torah, he definitely should be speaking. Because that's what a main part of the tikkun of tshuva, to be protected from all evil. As the Gemara says,
if this disgusting character, the Yetzirah,
tries to attack you, drag him to the Beis HaMedrash, drag him to a place of Torah.
V'chein omer azal inyan tshuva,
and so too the Gemara makes another statement regarding the tshuva process, that if a person wants to do tshuva,
im hoyorog yilmoy daf echod yilmoy beis dafin,
if he was used to learning one page a day previously, then in order to do tshuva he should double it, he should learn two pages a day. So we see that it doesn't imply being silent from Torah.
V'alkein simu,
and this is why the Gemara concludes over there,
Yochoil afilu im higiz daitoi.
I might think that even if he's arrogant, he should speak words of Torah. So the Gemara answers, Talmud loimar, the pasuk says, no, do not.
Ki afilu im yasek batorah
v'yogiz daitoi. Because even if a person is going to be involved in learning Torah, but he's going to be arrogant,
loy tiskayim hatorah etzloi,
the Torah will not have a kiyum by him. He will not be zeicher to fulfill the Torah. Even if he'll be learning it, he won't be zeicher to fulfill it.
V'lo yizke l'tshuva, and he will not be zeicher to true tshuva.
Ki ikra atshuva shehu kiyum ha'Torah hu'al yidei anova. Because the main tshuva, which requires fulfilling the Torah, is dependent on humbleness.
She'yosim atzmoi kemidbar,
for the person to make himself like a desert.
K'may shekosuv
b'soif al maimer Rabba Bar Bachana, as is brought there in chapter 6 in Likutei Moran, towards the end, where Rabbein Ezal quotes the story of Rabba Bar Bachana, where it says over there, Zimna chodo hava koazlinon b'madbaro. One time we were traveling in a desert. Ayin shom, look over there.
V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says there,
Talmud loimar, meishorim tishpetu b'nei adam.
The Gemara finishes over there. This is the Gemara in Chulin again, which is discussing this long pasuk, Ha umnam ilein tzedek tedaberun, meishorim tishpetu bnei odom. The Gemara says over there that meishorim tishpetu bnei odom, judge people favorably, ki tzrichin lodones hakoy lekavschus, because a Jew is obligated to judge everyone lekavschus, even those who are insulting him and who are attacking him. Velishtoik lemecharfov, and to be silent to those who are insulting him, kemashikosov shon besoif, as Rabbein Azal says at the end of that chapter on Likutei Moran. Al maimar azal heveidones klodom lekavschus, on the Gemara judging everybody favorably. Ki ikr tikkun atshuva hu al yedei sheyargish shiflusoi boemes. Because the main tikkun atshuva is dependent on a person feeling his true shiflus, feeling how small he really is. V'yafal pikein, yichazik es atzmoi bekoyach atzadik emes shubichin haShabbos. And despite the fact that I'm so low, I'm still able to encourage myself with the power of the tzadik, my faith in the power of the tzadik, who is bechin haShabbos. It's through that combination that the person will be zoche to go on the path of tshuva, ad sheyerucha min hashamayim, until Hashem will take pity on him, v'yoshuv el Hashem v'yirachameim, and the person will be zoche to do true tshuva. Amen, kein yehi ratzai. May it be the will of Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to add an appendix, paragraph mem hei. Ve'ikar kedusha Shabbos hu simcha. The main holiness of Shabbos is simcha, joy, happiness. She'tzrichin li zoher ma'oid li'ayis sameach v'toiv leiv b'Shabbos. A Jew has to be very happy and good-hearted on Shabbos. K'may she'kosuv, as Rabbein Azal discusses this in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 17. And as is discussed a lot in the words of the Torah Shabbos. And this is how a person is zeichet to a true tshuva on Shabbos. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to expound on this a little bit. Because tshuva means to return one's... To return what? To return one's soul to its source, to its origin. Bechinas, as Rabbein Azal mentions in chapter 35 in the first half of Likutei Moran, Bechinas zarko de izdarikas la'asar des natlis mitamon, that we have one of the musical notes that's used in the trup in the Torah called zarko, which is like a sideways S, where it starts at a certain point, it goes down a little, then it goes up a little, and then it ends up right where it started from. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that that's the symbol of tshuva, where we throw something to the place where it was originally taken from. V'shoyrish nefoshos Yisroel hu bechinas simcha. The source, the origin of the Jewish souls is in simcha. Ki sharoshom b'machshava d'kodesh b'richu. Because the Jewish neshamos originate from the machshava of Hashem, kaviyochel. Ki Yisroel olo b'machshava tchila. Because the Gemara makes a statement like that. The Gemara says that the Jews were the original thought of Hashem. When Hashem first perceived creating the world and everything, it was based on his first thought, which was the Am Yisroel. Yisroel olo b'machshava tchila. That's the wording in the Gemara. Interestingly, the Arizal says that the word machshava is the letters besimcha, and you'll see it fits in perfectly here. Ki sharoshom b'machshav d'kodesh b'rich hu, ki Yisroel olo b'machshav d'chila sheshom mekoyer ha-simcha. And kaviyochel, in the thoughts of Hashem, are the source of simcha. K'may shekosel, as the pasuk says, oiz v'chedvo b'mkoymoy, that in the place of Hashem, in His place, kaviyochel, in Hashem's place, there is oiz, there is strength, and there is chedva, there's joy. Ki ein atzvos lifnei hamokoyim, because there is no depression or sadness by Hashem. K'may shomra zal, as the Gemara says, v'chol ikor pigam kol ho'averois hu'bechinas atzvos. And the main problem regarding all sins is the sadness and the depression. Shemishom Nimshochin kol ha'averos. There's a spelling mistake there. It should be nimshochin. The mem should come before the shin. Ki shemishom nimshochin kol ha'averos. That's the source of all sins. she'ikrom pigama bris, of which the ultimate sin, the worst sin, is pigama bris, she'nimshach mehaklipo hanikro al shem ho'atzvus v'hayilolo kiyodua, which comes from a certain tumah, a certain klipa, that carries the name, that's named based on depression and moaning, that the name of that klipa is Lil, lamed yud tof, miloshen yilolo. Yilolo means a very depressed type of song, like blues, what we call blues. V'alkein avera goyreres avera. And this is why the Gemara tells us that a sin leads to another sin. Ki avera nimshach mibchinas zua masanocha, shibchinas bitzova in toichalena, hepech kdushas asimcha, shul esmoach bashem isporoch, in asanoch yesmoach bashem megidu tzadikim. Because avera comes from the nochosh, from the original snake, which is associated with depression. We find that after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, they brought upon themselves this term atzvus. The pasuk says there that the curse of Hashem was beitzavon tochaleno, that your parnosa will come through struggle, through itzavon, atzvus, which is the opposite of simcha, the opposite of rejoicing with Hashem. As the pasuk says, onoichi esmach b'Hashem. Or there's another pasuk that says, v'gilu tzadikim. Tzadikim are ones who are always happy. There's a pasuk that says, koilorino v'shua b'ole tzadikim. That in the tent of the tzaddik, all that you hear is singing and Yeshua. You know, you always hear upbeat. You always hear optimism. When a Jew commits a sin, chas v'shalom, nimshach olav atzvus, he draws upon himself depression, sadness. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, edag me. Sorry. As the pasuk says, edag mechatosi. I worry about my sins. So we see that chet leads to daiga, worry, sadness, depression. Bechinas yogoin vanocha, shehem bechinas samach mem venukvei. The concept of yogan and anocha, which are the satan and his female counterpart. K'moy shekosu b'kavonas, as is discussed in the writings of the Arizal on Shmon Esrei, in Hoshiva Shofteinu, where it uses those words yogoin v'anocha, which refer to sadness, and the Arizal says that those are the names of the Yetzahara. U'machmas hizgabrus ho'atzvus yoyser koyreres aver yoyser. And because there's more atzvus, there's more sin. V'alkein avero koyreres avera. And this is why the Gemara says an avera brings on another avera. And this could lead to an impossible situation, where it becomes impossible to correct it. Therefore, the main power of tshuva is through the great tzaddikim, who have the ability to identify good points in Jews, even in the worst Jews, who are full of averos. Even in them, the tzaddikim are able to search and find good points. Because the Gemara says, even the worst sinners are packed with mitzvahs, like a pomegranate is packed with pits. As Rabbein Ezal explains in chapter 282 in Likutei Moran, or Bishari Mekanis, and in other places, to the point where these tzaddikim are able to take the worst sinners and give them enough encouragement, show them enough good about them, where even those people are able to rejoice and be happy about themselves, feel good about themselves. And by doing that, the tzaddikim succeed in getting these people out of sin, and getting them to do a real tshuva. This goes back to what we said before, that the tzaddik is the one who informs Klal Yisrael about the holiness of Shabbos. What is the holiness of Shabbos? Ki Shabbos bechinas simcha v'chedva. Shabbos is party time. Shabbos is joy, happiness. Ki b'Shabbos nizbatlin kol hadinim. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us on Shabbos, the Midas Hadin disappears, it evaporates. K'mo shekosuv, as we say in the paragraph Kigavna, that we say on Friday night, those who daven Nusach Svard, V'chol shultonei rugzin, umorei dedino, kulhoin arkin v'is abromino. that all aspects of anger and din, all of them leave completely on Shabbos. V'Hashem Yisborach mistakel oz rak al ha-toiv sheb'Yisrael, meaning that Hashem only sees the good of Klal Yisrael. Hashem only sees the good of Klal Yisrael on Shabbos. Al kein, kol mi shemamshech al atzmei kedusha simchas Shabbos shenemshach gamolo b'koyach tzadik emes. Therefore, any Jew who is zeche to draw upon himself the power of Shabbos, which is that joy of Shabbos, which one receives from being attached to tzaddikim, yochel liskos leilach b'darkei tshuva. That person could be zeche to true tshuva. Shein b'chinas b'kiyas anal, b'chinas boki b'ayel, boki b'nofik, b'chinas emesek shumayim shomato v'atzir sholineko. Ki af al pi, now here Rav Nosson Zal elaborates a little. Ki af al pi shehabal tshuva tzorich litzoik v'livkos harbe lefnei Hashem Yisborach. Because even though on one hand a Baal Tshuva has to do a lot of screaming and crying to Hashem, ulashaber liboy ma'oid, and to break his heart tremendously before Hashem, kama shekosu, as the pasuk says, leiv nishbor v'nitke lekim lo yisivze, that Hashem never rejects a broken heart. And if a person wants to be taken back into the good graces of Hashem, a person who failed, a person who committed sins, he's got to have that brokenheartedness on one hand. Despite that, the person has to know how to move properly. That this brokenheartedness shouldn't drag him further away from Hashem, shouldn't distance him from Hashem. It shouldn't lead to a depression. Because regarding the paths of holiness, there's always two sides to the coin. There's the concept of the tzaddik who does it properly in a constructive way, and then there's another person who takes the same thing a little bit too far, and it leads to kishalon, it leads to stumbling, it leads to getting messed up. Bechinas zocho nasa loy sam chayim, loy zocho nasa loy sam moves. As the Gemara says, if a person is zoche, it's a medicine to him. If it's not zoche, it's a poison to him, chas v'shalom.